This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
News breaking right now. We'll ask Coach about it. I bet he's a big fan. Let's bring in Wim Sanderson.
I faced it all, and I stood tall, and it is my way.
And the Coach is brought to you each week by our friends at Coca-Cola.
And they are back with first and last names on the 20-ounce bottles. The names on the 20-ounce Coke bottles actually peel off as a sticker. You can place that sticker on your Yeti laptop, on your shirt. As the name tag, you can find them at your local convenience and grocery stores.
Hello, Wimp. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing okay. How you guys?
Doing great. Did you meet Aretha Franklin? You've met a lot of famous people. I doubt you've met her.
I haven't met Aretha Franklin. I've heard her sing along. So sorry that she passed away. I don't even know the names of her songs. But anytime I was going to hear her sing, I turned it up because she was great. She's very good.
She was really good.
Yeah.
Hey, so Alabama, a little bit later on today, and you may have some insight on this. You're real tight with a lot of people in Tuscaloosa. They're going to announce this Crimson Standard program, which is basically going to be facilities upgrades, including Bryant-Denny Stadium. But I think the lion's share of this is going to be Coleman Coliseum. We've been told for a while, Wimp, that the bones of the place are good, so they're just going to rip it out and almost start over on the inside. Is this something, as a guy that invested a lot in that program, you're in favor of?
Yeah, I think so. Everybody has their own ideas. Greg Byrne is a very good athletic director and knows what he's doing. Been around the block a lot. When I was there, I liked our arena. I thought when they redid it the last time, it's like putting lipstick on a pig. They did a poor job with it. I think they hurt it more than they helped it. So I think what they're trying to do is get the students closer to the floor, to where you'll have more home court advantage. They're going to reduce it, I guess, to 11 something. My thoughts, and I'm sure it can't be done, that they would do it, maybe they're not, is to keep it the size that it is. I don't think it's anybody. I like it. I liked it because of recruiting. I liked it. I'm trying to get it to there, 14-8, and still move the students closer. I don't think they're going to do that. They're going to go to 11-5 maybe, and then get the students moved closer.
Wimp, to me as a spectator, it looks like the Big Ten and the Pac-12 have always done the better job of having the crowds on top of the court.
Yeah.
Look, I think winning takes care of everything, because when you were in Tuscaloosa, Coleman Coliseum, as bad as that venue was, it was still a pretty good atmosphere.
Yeah, it was. We had really good crowds that really got into the game. Our students were really good, and worked hard, behind the scenes, try to get the students there, and they came, and and I've always said on this show that the two places when I was coaching that people went to see their team play, regardless of who they played, was Arkansas and Kentucky. Arkansas has fallen off. Kentucky stays the way they are, but even though we didn't fill it up every time, I like the 14-8. I don't think they're going to do that. But they're anxious to get, if they feel like Auburn's got a big home court advantage now, what they've done, and they want to do it that way. And it's going to take some time, and it's going to take a year of playing some games, I think, in Birmingham, or changing the conference schedule from all the games on the road in February, so they have more months to fix it.
Did you believe it was 8-on-5 at Rupp Arena? I've never heard you talk about that.
Oh, sure, it was 8-on-5, yeah. But one of the great calls we ever got in the whole history of the world was, I forget the guy's name, and Sonny hated him. I loved him. And they took the ball across midcourt with the score tied and got over in the corner. We were getting after him pretty good, and he called the guy for a travel.
Oh, you loved it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. he's in my Hall of Fame. I call timeout and I set up something to clear one side of the floor and for Watley to take it to the basket. And Watley took it to the basket and missed it. And Eddie Phillips put it back in. And that was, for the SEC championship. Well, they got the last shot. Turpin shot the last shot and missed it. And it was big. To go up there and beat them up there doesn't happen very often, especially SEC tournament. So That was a heck of a win.
He's the coach, Wimp Sanders, that he's presented each week by Coca-Cola.
And right now, Coca-Cola is back with the first and last names on the 20-ounce bottles. Those names actually peel off into a sticker, and you can get them right now at your local grocery or convenience store.
Are you?
I'll give you something. I'll give you something to stir the fans up, and you'll be scratching your head. You know how I'm always coming up with something. The group behind you today.
Okay, this is for us and three-man front.
All right. I think the left-handed quarterback.
Tua Tagovailoa.
I think the right-handed quarterback.
Jalen Hurts.
Throw the football better going to their right. Not better than going to the left, but going to their right. Better than the left-handed quarterback does going to his right.
Right-handed quarterback moving.
The first one. Okay. I think that Jalen Hurts does a better job going to his left. Pardon me. Going to his left to throw the ball.
His opposite. His opposite hand.
The left-handed quarterback does going to his right to throw it. Now everybody's going to say Wimp's going nuts. I think that. I think that's true. Now, I don't mean that Jalen Hurts is going to get the start. Everybody's laughing at me saying it. You know, I've predicted that for a year, and I'm going to eat crow on it. So
no, I was going to ask. That was actually the question I was getting ready to ask when you started in on that description there. Are you standing by that from everything you've watched now and all you've heard, and you've heard Jalen Hurts say what he said? Are you still standing by that Hurts is going to get the start?
Well, you know what I'm going to stand by. I mean,
you can go back. You can say, no, I'm wrong.
No, my song says, you know, I'm standing alone and whatever Frank Sinatra's saying, and I'm hanging right with it. And then everybody can say, you know, Wimp needs to stick to basketball. You don't know anything.
Yeah, but Wimp, you're not right or wrong until they take the first snap.
That's right. I mean, you can right now say, hey, I know I said it was going to be Jalen. I'm changing. It's going to be Tua Tagovailoa.
No.
You don't want to say that. You're going to stick with Jalen.
I'm hanging right in there. And I want to accept what little criticism. I'll get a little bit of criticism, but it won't be bad. But I still think it. The reports that you get, and naturally most of you know that they stay away. Media stays away from real live action. Unfortunately, a former player went over there and announced what went on in practice.
Oh, he was on our show, Will Lowry. Yeah, yeah. We appreciate him.
We liked his candy.
No, we loved it. You didn't like it? We loved it.
I don't care because I think Will won't be back.
I think more. I think
you
more,
mean to practice or more, on the show?
Yeah. Will can watch practice on video.
Yeah, well, I think more players should do it. I think every player that goes should be open about what they say. More the merrier.
But anyway, with all that talk and interceptions that went through and everybody, it would be so funny. I wouldn't want to get beat, but it would be so mind boggling for people who are just so the other way for Alabama to have a 3-point lead with 4 minutes to go against Louisville, and for Tua to throw an interception and Alabama get beat. If you would get the call-ins to say, you know, I thought Tua should have done this, and I thought this should have happened, and I don't want to coach that him in, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so
why would they throw it?
One of the storylines that's not getting a lot of play as we roll into college football, and Brown actually asked Brock Huard about this in a different way, but Chip Kelly, 54 years old, he's been out of the college game since 2013 when he left Oregon for the NFL. He's back now in the Pac-12, and we know, you know, the game evolves. As a coach stepping away from college for 5 years, how difficult is it going to be for Chip Kelly to get reacclimated to college football?
Well, I don't know. There'll be real difficulty if he can recruit. You know, he's going to have to go out there, and he's going. The other guy didn't recruit that well, and he was more of a pro guy too. I don't think it'll be, if he's got some wide receivers and a good quarterback, you know, he can get it going pretty quickly. You have to think about this. In the SEC, we've got three guys that are way ahead of everybody else in recruiting, and that's Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama. And you've got to go, and the one at Alabama selects coaches based on their ability to coach, but also their ability to recruit. And I think you have to do that this day and time. And I think there's a lot of players in California, and I don't know how much he can go on his past with getting quarterbacks, how well he did at Oregon. Maybe some of them will remember it, some of them won't. But to go from the pros back to college, you better have some players. Players win games. plays don't win games. Oh, plays are great, but players win games.
Do you, I mean, he's going to be, though, Wimp. UCLA fans, if they had hired this guy and he was a coordinator somewhere, never been a coach, I think they would temper their expectations. He's going to be a victim of his past results, though. People are going to expect that he can come to UCLA and get that ball rolling very,
very
quickly.
Yeah, but he dominated the Pac-12.
I know, really, and I think that's why. I don't know how many passionate UCLA football fans there are. Not many, I don't think. But the ones that are there are going to expect that, I believe.
Well, sure they are. And USC is not bad either. USC plays pretty good at times. At other times they don't. They never like their coach there, of course. One of my buddy that used to be at UAB's there. But, they'll be on his fanny from day one. But Florida, you know, the funny thing about this, too, because I know that I think LT's a big Florida Mullins fan, is that Scott.
We both are.
The Scott Strickland, the AD at Florida, did everything he could behind the scenes to get Chip, and he couldn't get him. And with Steve down there, Steve, I think, said to him, even though whatever, at Mississippi State, when you didn't get along, whether they did or didn't, I have no idea. And Steve told me the other night at that thing you and I were together with at the Wedgwood thing, he said, that was our best choice. Sort of in what he said to me was sort of saying to me, you know, I kind of recommended that they do this because that is our best choice. I don't know if it's their best choice or not because I don't know how well he recruits. I don't think you can put him in the recruiting realm of Tennessee's coach. I don't think he's anywhere close to that. Now he's got a lot more players, and there are not many players in East Tennessee and a lot of players in West Tennessee. So Florida's going do okay, but well, they can catch Georgia, Alabama, and I think the fourth school in the SEC. I'm going off base here. The fourth school in the SEC that's going to really cause some problems will be Texas A&M.
We'll see. They're certainly paying like they. Well, they've been recruiting like crap. I mean, like crazy, but they're certainly paying like they think they're going to cause problems.
But I'm not. Most of you know I'm not the 5-star, 4-star. Everybody gets on. I listen to it all the time. I'm not. I'm not hung up on 4-star, 5-star. You know, you evaluate the guys as very best you can, decide if they can play for you, and go from there.
All right, he is the coach, Wimp Sanderson, and he is with us each week, courtesy of Coca-Cola.
And right now, you can get the Coca-Cola name tags, first and last names on the 20-ounce bottles, and they are available at your local convenience store and grocery store.
Hey, Wimp, you know what?
What?
Last Saturday morning, we needed some biscuits for breakfast. You know where I got them?
Uh-huh. 41.
Yeah. I thought of you when I went in there, Wimp.
Woo! I was in there when the door opened. And in fact, I've been getting some lunches there, and some dinners there, and a little bit of everything there. That 41's a very, very nice place. And Coca-Cola is right in there with them. And I appreciate Coca-Cola, appreciate you guys, and appreciate Piggly Wiggly doing what they do for our show. I didn't tell you much today, but it was what it was. Not what I can talk about yet. We're all excited about who's going to do what and how Tua's going to do for how many touchdowns he's going to throw in the first game.
When he starts.
And let me tell you one thing.
What?
The defensive backs at Alabama better stay good. It's hard to run backwards defensively.
Uh-huh.
And Louisville's going to come out throwing it. And the big thing for Alabama is going to be the pass rush.
Yeah. Well, everybody does against Alabama. They come out and try to throw it. All right, well,
where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.